Today in Chicago, Illinois faces a looming food crisis as SNAP benefits are halted amidst a federal shutdown.
I'm Garrett.
And I'm Leah.
Welcome to Laidback Local, the news of the day, with Leah and Garrett in Chicago. First up, Illinois faces food crisis as SNAP benefits halt amid federal shutdown.
Yeah, the government shutdown started on October 1st, 2025, and it's really impacting people here. Over 1.9 million Illinois residents are affected by the suspension of SNAP benefits.
Food pantries are gearing up for a surge in demand. It's kind of a perfect storm with the holidays approaching, right?
Totally. And Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, who's our top legal officer, has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration. They're arguing the suspension of benefits is unlawful.
And there's even more to this. The refusal to use $5 billion in contingency funds by the Trump administration is making things worse. It's like, why not use what's available?
Exactly. And it's also impacting local businesses. People on SNAP typically spend money in their communities, so this could lead to economic strain. I mean, Joanna Martinez's situation highlights this SNAP gap issue.
All right, let's roll on.
Next up, controversy erupts as Dalton Board prematurely settles sexual assault lawsuit.
The Dalton Village Board's in hot water for approving a settlement without the plaintiff's consent. This involves trustee Andrew Holmes, accused of drugging and assaulting a former employee during a 2023 work trip.
Attorney Eric White is condemning the board's actions, and the lawsuit is still open. They're prepping for trial, but it's messy with the decision to cover Thornton Township's costs.
That lack of transparency is a major issue. I mean, in cases like this, accountability is crucial. It's not just about the settlement, it's about justice.
Okay, let's move on.
Jalen Carter finds home at Canaland, leads team as star quarterback.
Jalen Carter's having an incredible season as Canaland's quarterback. They're 7-2, with Carter throwing for 1,275 yards and 13 touchdowns. His dad played for Canaland in the 1980s, so there's a deep connection.
His leadership and skills have been pivotal. It's impressive how he transitioned so quickly and became a captain. I mean, that's resilience, right?
Totally. And that generational connection, it's got to be inspiring for Carter and his teammates.
All right, on to the next.
Ymir Toto's playoff persona propels Bremen to upset victory.
Yeah, Ymir Toto's been on fire in the playoffs. His game-winning goal against Lamont was a major comeback, and Bremen's now eyeing their first sectional title since 2017.
His transformation into playoff Ymir is all about supporting his senior teammates. It's amazing how he steps up in high-pressure moments.
It's always exciting to see a player evolve like that. Let's keep this going. Last up, Brazilian-born Haider Banwart dominates for Harvest Westminster with 32 goals.
Haider Banwart's story is incredible. Originally from Sao Paulo, Brazil, he scored 32 goals and has 17 assists this season, all while adapting to a new culture and language.
His chemistry with teammates who speak Portuguese has been key. It really shows how sports can connect people across cultures.
Totally. Banwart's resilience and success are inspiring. It's a great reminder of soccer's universal language.
That's all for today on Laidback Local, the news of the day with Leah and Garrett in Chicago. Stay informed and join us again tomorrow.